Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had called earlier trying to get some verification on some charges that I'd gotten charged, trying to figure out what they was, and then I figured out what they was, but I just want to confirm that the lady I talked to earlier, she said that she canceled my account, which I didn't even know I had an account, but I've got my credit card company there. I've contested these charges, but I just want to make sure that my credit card information gets deleted from you guys.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you. May I have a zip code?
72086.
Your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name?
Ron Anderson.
Can you verify your shipping address?
515 Ketchum Lane, Lone Oak, Arkansas.
Okay, give me one moment while I review the account. One moment, it's still loading.
Well, here's what I don't know. Maybe you can. Here's what happened is I filled out a survey, a Walmart survey, and then it said I won this cookware set if I paid the $5 and I think 74 cents shipping. So that's what I did. And then on October 17th, you guys charged me $67 and some change for that cookware set. I guess that's what it was for. But when I, and then they turned around and this November 17th, they charged me another $67. Well, my credit card company flagged that. So that's how we figured out what was going on. But the lady I talked to before said, well, whenever you took that or whatever it was and paid the $5.74 for shipping, that it came with some kind of trial, like a 5 or 7 day trial. And then after that, because I didn't cancel, it charged me the $67. And I said, but the trial period was for what? And she said, I said, first of all, I was supposed to have won that cookware. All I had to do was pay the $5.74. But I said, if there's a trial period to try the product out, and your records show still that this was the second time I've been charged $67 and something, and I have no product. She said she sees where it has never shipped. Well, why would I be, if there was no, I didn't can't have a trial period if I don't have a product to try it out, number one. But again, it wasn't supposed to be charged. And it was supposed to be free. All I had to do was pay the shipping. So she said, well, I'll cancel your account. That's all I can do. But that's really not very satisfactory. I really need y'all to issue a credit for that, but they probably won't. So I've got my credit card company working on it. But in the meantime, I want to make sure my information is deleted from you guys'
Okay, so I do show
bank
here where
account.
your account has been successfully canceled out. And also, I do show here where, yes, you do have an open dispute in regards to the charge, but your account has already been canceled out with us.
Okay, and you don't hold our credit card information, correct?
No, the only way how we even charge the account is only if you elect to, enter something. We don't just randomly charge, sir.
Okay, so can you explain this to me? Now, I get a thing on my website from, it was a Walmart survey, and it said, okay, you won. All you got to do is do this survey and pay the $5 and something for shipping. So that's what I did. Now, somewhere in the fine print, there's some kind of trial. Is that correct? Trial period or something?
Okay, so once you do pay the $5.74, it does it lets you know, okay, this survey, this sweepstakes entry and survey is like your welcoming gift into a monthly membership program where you're charged for $67.32 each month, but in return, you receive each month a $125 voucher. And I do know once, in fact, you do the survey, which you did it on October the 3rd, they even send out a terms and condition reminder, like within 3 days, like every day after that, at least up to 3 days. So therefore, you at least, you're aware of what you've entered, and you still have 3 days if you don't even want to be
and
in
I,
this survey.
Okay, and how do they send that to me?
Via your email address, theoneandagain@yahoo.com.
Okay, well, see right there, I mean, I wouldn't have known what any of that, I would have just deleted that. Wouldn't have made any sense to me whatsoever. Again, because all I knew is I did a survey and won some cookware, and all I was doing was paying. I didn't know anything about no 67 membership or none of that, so I wouldn't have. I understand y'all got your backs covered there, but that's not a good, I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, there's no way that I'd have an email from New Products, so I don't even know who that is, and I would have probably just deleted it. I mean, there's, you know, again, because it's all based on the fact that I'm just thinking I'm taking a Walmart survey and I won this cookware. I didn't see anywhere at all where it was enrolling me in a $67 a month club or anything. None of that's very, it might be down in the fine print of that server. But anyway, that's where the mix-up was. I mean, I didn't realize any of that was going on, and I may have got an email. I'm not saying I didn't, but I wouldn't have. It would just been one of them junk emails that, you know, I just delete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's why we send we don't just do it once. We do it three times. You know, we do it for 3 days, and then especially if you don't call in within 3 days.
Well,
then
I would just be, a lot of those I don't even open because, you know, a lot of them's corrupted. So you might have sent it 3 days, but that meant nothing to me because I didn't have a clue what it was for.
Well, yes,
didn't
sir. That's why
clue,
we just do our job and send it out.
I know it's not you. I get it. But do you see where, and still, I have been billed twice for that, and it still is not even shipped. I was billed again in November 16th or 17th. That's why, and the credit card company flagged it then because they was like, hey, you sure about, and then I look back and I was charged $67 in October. I've been billed twice for this program and I've got nothing in the mail. I've never got the cookware. I've never got anything from anybody.
Okay.
I've never
the cookware
got no vouchers.
The cookware was only, that's a sweepstakes entry. You entered to win. The winners are announced at the end of each month. If you don't win, that's why you get the vouchers in return as $125, which I'm only sure you only got charged one time, sir. I'm only sure
you got charged
one time in October.
Yeah, you got one charge, and I'm not paying that. Scammy. Yeah,
but
I got
this
my
point,
idea,
just
but they tried to. Yeah, I've done got my credit card people on, but I thought you guys might be willing to just issue a credit, but probably
we
not.
We would have. No, we would have.
You guys make your money.
No, sir, we definitely try to accommodate our customers. So if you would have called in with us and spoke with us, we definitely would have made any type of adjustment before it got to this point. But now with the credit card company having a dispute, they know. Because we don't mind issuing a full refund.
I talked to somebody earlier at your company, and she just said, well, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, kind of like you're saying, well, you're just the customer service. And she said, I'll cancel your account. But I, you know, she was not willing to give me to do anything on the rest of it. So
it's because the account was already in charge back. By that time, when you spoke with the account, once it's already in charge back with the bank already.
Then
we can't do anything.
Down.
Yeah, but once it's down
over that charge. So, okay,
yes, sir.
I'm cool. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't want any, you know, just make sure and kind of, I don't know if you guys, how that works, but just they told me to call back and make sure you guys basically lose my credit card information or whatever you do to make sure it don't get charged again. So I'm
your
just making sure.
Your account just canceled out.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.